சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 37. ஷ்ணீநாம் வாசுதேவோஸ்மி பாண்டவானாம் தனஞ்சய முனீநாமப்யஹம் வ்யாஸ கவீனாமுஷனா கவிஹ.
Even though the Lord is formless, for the purpose of meditation or dhyanam, the scriptures prescribe that formless Brahman as a formed God. For the sake of meditation, as an object of meditation, we have to take Sakaram Brahma or Saguna Ishvara. In that Saguna Ishvara also, we have to choose those glories of the Lord which are extraordinary. They are called Vibhutis. Extraordinary glories are mentioned in this 10th chapter by Lord Krishna for the purpose of dhyanam. So whenever we hear certain vibhutis, we have to remember each vibhuti meant for dhyana sadhanam. Each vibhuti is an object of meditation. Each vibhuti or the glory of the Lord is an object of meditation, because that vibhuti or glory upon which we are meditating belongs to the Lord. So this is very important understanding for people who are all doing meditation. There are many people practice dhyanam, meditation. Without this understanding, if they do meditation, what meditation it is? Tell me. What meditation it is? That is why we have to practice a meditation which is backed by Shastra. Shastric meditation. Vedic meditation is Shastric meditation. Shastric meditation is a safest meditation where you will not lose any track and you are in a safe route. That Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam, one day it will take you to that ultimate truth. That is why I often recommend Vedic meditation which is supported by Shastra. No teacher should say, "I have invented this meditation." That is not ideal meditation. We need not invent anything. In Kaivalya Upanishad also, in many other Upanishads also, even in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna and other Acharyas point out dhyanam is always Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. And the Lord's vibhutis, glories, you can meditate. Whenever you meditate upon that vibhuti, you must remember this vibhuti belongs to that Lord. Which Lord? Only one Lord. God is only one. There are no many gods. That's why a dhyata meditator must have a clear-cut knowledge about upon which he is doing meditation. Upon what I am doing meditation. It's not a thing you have to go and learn meditation courses. Actually, it has to come from our ancestors. What my tata was doing, my grandfather, grandmother, they were doing, that same meditation I have to follow. Why people are going to meditation classes? Because they are not practicing that ancient method of meditation. That's why people are confused nowadays. What meditation, upon what I have to do? What comes in meditation means everyone commonly, generally say headache comes. First you start a meditation, headache comes, back pain comes. These two are very common. So, if you are not having a clear-cut knowledge about meditation, all these problems will crop up. Once you know what is dhyanam, saguna ishvara, what is that upasana, what is the meaning of upasana, if you know, you don't feel any headache, back pain. All these headache, back pains, problems are all because of not having the clear understanding about the meditation and the meditation object of meditation. People are not having. That is why in 6th chapter, Bhagavan Krishna said, Dhyana Yoga, many people take that Dhyana Yoga is a normal meditation. That is not normal meditation at all. The 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That is Nirguna Brahma, Brahmabhyasa Upasanam. That is Brahmabhyasa Nididhyasanam. This is only the Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. To understand this, you have to study 10 years. These two points. 6th chapter meditation is what? 10th chapter meditation is what? Pradhama Shatkam, what meditation Bhagavan mentioned? 2nd Shatkam, Bhagavan mentioned what meditation? To understand this, minimum, you have to study 10 years Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, we are full of confusion. Therefore, Lord Krishna, enumerating his glories further, for the purpose of meditation. In this 37th shloka, we were seeing in the last class, Vrishninam Vasudevaha Ahamasmi. Among Vrishnis, the Vrishni Parampara, I am Vasudevaha, the teacher of yours. Anartham. Arjuna, I am Vasudevaha means the teacher of yours. I am your teacher, no? I am Vasudevaha. Among Vrishni Vamsha, I am that Vasudeva. So Vasudeva means, I have already explained the meaning, Vasati Divyati. Vasati means existence in the form of easiness. Divyati means in the form of Chaitanyam, consciousness. So Sat and Chit. So Sat Chit, if we say it is abstract, very very abstract, people cannot understand. So that Sat and Chit in a concrete form, easily understandable by all people, is called Vasudevaha. They do not know the meaning. Vasudevaha Paramatma. This is called picturization of abstract teaching into concrete form. To understand this also, again you have to study 10 years. Very difficult to understand Shastra. It's not so easy. People say just like that, reading one by one, word by word meaning, it is not Gita study. It is not study at all. That's why thorough studying, threadbare analysis is very important to get the exact meaning of Shastra. At that time only you get the benefit. Why people are not getting the benefit of Bhagavad Gita fully? Because they are not studying fully, properly, systematically its exact meaning. That's why they are not getting benefit. So to get the benefit, Jnana Phalam, I have to study clearly. How can I study? The teacher has to teach clearly. How teacher can teach clearly? Na? Teacher has to understand first. Teacher ke tagarar na, namak enna varon? Namba kashtam. So very difficult to get a teacher who is having a clear knowledge of scriptures. It is very difficult to get a teacher who is having a clear knowledge of scriptures, because I do not know whether my teacher is having clear knowledge or not. I do not know. Because I am ignorant, how do I know? That is why you require God's grace. Ishwara Krupa is required tremendously. Bhagavan, please bless me so that I can get a correct, right teacher. Bhagavan says, Vrishninamaham Vasudevaha. Not only that, Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. Among Panduputras, Pandavanam, among the sons of Pandu, I am Dhananjayaha, you yourself. That means Dhananjayaha means you yourself. I am. So Dhananjaya is none other than Bhagavan's Vibhuti. One of the glory of Lord is Arjuna. Therefore they call them Nara Narayana. Narayanude Nara Rupanlo unnaru, Arjuna Rupanlo unnaru. That's why Arjuna is not an ordinary person. When we listen to Arjuna name, we remember the Brihannala. Brihannala is a Vesham of Arjuna. Arjuna is Sakshat Bhagavan's Amsha. Therefore we worship, even meditate upon Arjuna is also a good meditation. Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. Next, Aham Muninam Vyasaha. So Bhagavad Gita comes in Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita heroes are Krishna and Arjuna. Once he has mentioned about himself and Arjuna's name, immediately Vyasa came in his mind. Because this comes in Mahabharata. The Mahabharata author is Vyasacharya. Therefore, Aham Muninam Vyasaha Asmi. Among Munis, sages, I am Vyasacharya, who is the author of Prasthanatrayam. Prasthanatrayam means Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, not written by Vyasacharya, but all Upanishads he quotes in that Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Sutrakara, we call him as Sutrakara. Shankaracharya is known as Bhashyakara because he has written Bhashyam to many Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Pujya Swamiji always used the word, instead of saying Shankaracharya, Bhashyakara, he uses the word. Commentator, Bhashyakara. Similarly, Vyasa also known as Sutrakara. That word Swamiji use often. Sutrakara tells. Who is Sutrakara? Vyasacharya. What sutra he has written? Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Vyasacharya, I am. Up to here we saw in the last class, the last word is Kavinam Ushana Kavihi, I am. Another glory of mine is I am the Shukracharya. I am the Shukracharya among the seers. Kavinam. Kavinam means Krantadarshi ityartha. Krantadarshi means the one who has got the foresightedness. The one who sees the future of the people in the society. Means Krantadarshi. The one who has got ESP, extra sensory perception. One who has got Divya Drishti, that is called ESP, who can know the future of people and society. Foresighted. So, that Shukracharya is the guru of Asuras. Asura guru Shukracharya. Shukracharya is not Asura. Shukracharya is the guru of Asuras. He wrote a Shukra Niti. Whatever he taught, it is called Shukra Niti. It's a very beautiful text, Shukra Niti. Vidura Niti, Shukra Niti, these are all every ministers, they have to study. Vidura Niti, Shukra Niti, they all should study. For them, orientation program we should keep. I think Narendra Modi will keep, we expect. They require an orientation program. In that orientation program, they must keep this Chanakya Niti, Shukra Niti, Vidura Niti. To rule the people, the leader, the ruler must have the knowledge of Dharma, Niti. Therefore, this is very important for everyone. In schools also, they must incorporate this. Shukranid. Kavinam Ushana. Ushana is another name for Shukracharya. Ushana Kavi means Shukracharya. Ushana is the name of that Rishi who is great Kavi, Krantadarshi. Next shloka. He is a great Jnani. Shukracharya is a great Jnani, son of Vyasacharya. Shukracharya, son of Vyasacharya, not Vyasacharya. Shukracharya is a different Rishi. Shuka Maharshi only Vyasacharya. Both are coming on Shu. I got confusion. Okay, next shloka. 38.
Dando Damayata Masmi. Nitirasmi Jigishatam. Maunam Chaivasmi Guhyanam. Jnanam Jnanavatamaham.
The next vibhuti is Dandahana. Dandaha means it's a name for a stick. Stick is called Dandahana. Here Danda means punishment is called Dandaha. Damayatam Dandaha Asmi. Damayata means of all the punishers, I am that Danda, that punishment. I am the rod. It is called stick or rod. Is called Dandaha. Kshatriyas use that rod, means that danda, in the form of weapons. That is one method of punishing the people. Sama Dana Bheda Danda. In Tyagaraja Kirtana, Sarasa Sama Dana Bheda Danda Chetura. Tyagaraja says, hey Rama, you are Chaturaha, means expert. Expert in what? In Sama and Dana and Bheda and Danda. Punishments are four types. If you want to implement any law, any rule, you can implement in four ways. First one is called Sama. Sama means educating. By educating the people, you can make them to follow that rule. That is as good as punishment only. They follow the rule because you educate them. If you follow this rule, it is good for you. Like wearing helmet, wearing seat belt. This is called education. We have to educate people. This is called self-discipline. Once you educate them, they will follow. This is the best method. Sama is the best method of punishment. Punishment means it is a rule you implement for the people by educating them. That is very important. If you are not able to implement in such a way by educating the people, you can go for the next punishment. What is the next punishment? Dana. Danam is also another type. When you want to implement something, you can give a reward. Reward. You appreciate other person and give a reward. They follow certain rules. If I follow, I'll get reward. That reward, danam, by giving that, people also follow that rules and regulations. And third one is Bheda, weakening the enemy, weakening that person who is violating the rules. See, when people are violating the rules, either you have to educate them or you have to reward them. If you follow these rules, I will appreciate, I will increase the increase, you know. Something or other, dana. Bheda means in spite of my education, in spite of my rewards, that person is still violating. we have to weaken that person. We have to take the resources from that person. If you take all the resources from that person, he will become weak. He cannot violate, he will not hurt the people. We have to make that person that much weaker so that he will not harm other people. You have to take out all his resources. Computer, cell phone, terrorists are there. You catch all laptops from them. They can't do anything. That is the resource, you know, for them. Cell phones, computers, so many other things, guns and all they are having. You remove the license. A person who is violating traffic rules, you take his license for a few months, 6 months, no license. Over. He cannot do anything. So if you do that, weakening the person, that is the way. So that they will follow rules and regulations. There is one type of punishment. What punishment? Bheda. In Panchatantra, all this comes. Sama, Dana, Bheda, Danda, all comes in Panchatantra. When the Raja is coming to fight, you know, whose support he is taking, that support we have to separate them, both of them, so that he cannot come alone and fight. We have to separate them. Actually, that is what happened in Mahabharata also. Why Dronacharya asked Tham of Guha, Ekalavya. So Ekalavya's Tham asked by Dronacharya as a Gurudakshana. What Gurudakshana is this Gurudakshana? You can ask some money, something you have to ask. Otherwise you ask, come serve me. You can ask, but asking Tham, it is a type of punishment, Bheda punishment. Why Dronacharya thought in future Mahabharata Yuddha is going to come and no one can conquer Arjuna. Arjuna is the topmost, but this Ekalavya is equal to Arjuna. Therefore Dronacharya thought this Ekalavya may join with Duryodhana, suppose. It's a problem. Because Ekalavya has got archery power, but he doesn't have a Dharma Shastra. He is not well educated in Dharma Shastra. To avoid that future problem, Dronacharya asked his thumb. If you don't have thumb, you cannot use that, you know, arrow. You cannot leave the arrow. That is the reason. This is called Dharma Sukshmam. Many people criticize Dronacharya. Whole Mahabharata is full of Dharma Sukshmams. You have to understand that. There are many other reasons also. This is one of the reasons. See, do not know Dharma Shastra. He may join tomorrow with Duryodhana also. Anywhere, if I join, what is there? I can use my archery power. I can show my power. I can show my talent. Showing your talent is not the question. Which side you are fighting is the question. That's why Dronacharya, knowingly, he was standing with Duryodhana, knowingly. That is also another Dharma Sukshma. So like this, in Shastra, if you see, the punishment, Danda is the worst, last punishment. Danda means scolding, beating. That very, very powerful punishment. Scolding children also, it's not a ideal punishment. Scolding a person, beating a person, using the rod, beating other people in corporal punishment also is not advisable, really speaking. That is the last resort. If Sama fails, Dana fails, and Bheda fails, then only you are permitted to take up the danda. But in the first beginning itself, you are not supposed to use danda. It is not allowed. Especially when you scold a child, when you hurt the child psychologically becoming sick. And that child is very much harmful to the society in future. If you scold any person, if you beat any person, without proper studying the case, they become violent and they become harm to the society. Psychologically, they will be disturbed. That is why we have to be very careful when you are scolding or hurting others. It has all bad consequences in one's life. When we are under anger, unknowingly people scold others. It is not good. Therefore, danda is the last resort, which is very rarely we have to use. That is why Rama left Ravana many times. Inikki poi naaliki va. Why? Danda you are not supposed to use. And he tried so many ways, but Rama could not change Ravana. So finally danda. So very, very severe punishment that is, according to Shastra. Why Lord is taking himself as danda, as a punishment, I am? Here, danda punishment is when a person is violating dharma, danda has to be utilized. The rod has to be utilized when there is an occasion when a person is violating dharma, when the other person is going adharmic, unrighteous manner, no? Not righteous, suppose. We should not think. That's why Arjuna, how can I kill my Bhishma Pitamaha? How can I kill my Dronacharya Guru when he asked? No, danda you have to give. Lord Krishna tried so many ways to avoid yuddha. Yuddha is a type of danda, punishment. Worst punishment, this is. Killing so many hundreds and hundreds of people, causing bloodshed, is not good actually. But no way for Lord Krishna. He went so many times, he asked Duryodhana, he asked Dhritarashtra, he asked many times, but nothing worked. The last resort is danda. That is why all our deities hold one ayudham or other to give punishment when the person is not able to change by sama, dana, bheda. The last resort is danda. That danda also only to destroy the evil people, not good people. So therefore Bhagavan is that danda. Okay, we have to understand clearly how Bhagavan can be the rod of punishment. Apadilla, we should not think. The ayudham, the danda, the rod here, that which destroys, that which punishes the evil-minded people. Therefore Bhagavan says, I am. That's why Kodandam. Kodandapani. It is a title for Rama. Kodandapani. Velpani, Trisulapani, Chakrapani. See, with that ayudham we call the Lord. Trisulapani, Shiva, Chakradhari, Vishnu, Vel, Muruga, like that. Ashtabhuja Devi, eight hands and weapons, so many weapons. That's why we worship weapons also. All weapons meant to destroy the adharma. Therefore, we have to take it in a right sense. Okay, with a right spirit we have to take. If you don't understand, people misunderstand this. Dandaha, damayatam, among the punishers, I am the rod. Then, neetihi jigishatam, next glory. Jigishatam means jetum icha jigisha. Tesham, jigishatam, among those people who are all desirous of victory. Jigishatam, of those desirous of victory. Jetum icha, among the various warriors. Warriors, what vichha is there? Victory vichha is there, everyone. But wherever there is niti, that there only victory is possible. Niti in moral ethics. Dharma is there, that only triumphs. Truth only triumphs, they say. Dharma only triumphs. that Niti only triumphs, victorious. That is why he says, Jigishatam Nitihi. The policy that points out the means of victory. How you get victory? That which shows a means. Niti is the means which points out the victory. You are a dharmic, you are truthful, you are righteous, you are following moral, ethical. Like our Prime Minister today, he has put an ordinance. Every minister has to give his what amount you have money, how much you have, all these details you have to give. That is called Niti. Then only he will be victorious. Otherwise, Prime Minister cannot rule the country. So he has to control all the ministers. No one should have any black money. No? Black money, money in Switzerland. They should not have, they should not possess. Even they possess, they should pay the tax. So many rules he is going to bring to follow this Niti. Then only he can be victorious, isn't it? Then only people are happy. Yes, this is the rule he has to follow. Jigishata means the one who is desirous of victory. Narendra Modi is desirous of victory. Now he has got Prime Minister post. But he wants to retain it now in a proper way. Therefore he has to follow that Niti. For others' sake, he cannot violate that Niti. That Niti alone protects him tomorrow. Isn't it? That Niti alone will make him to be more victorious in further. In future activities. So all people will appreciate later. Therefore, Niti is the main thing, not any person, our near and dear. Dharma is main. Niti means diplomacy, we can call it as strategy. In English, Niti means we can call diplomacy. When foreign ministers comes, we have a diplomacy. No, in different countries must have a strategy. What relations we must have, export, import, all these strategies we have to follow. In army also we have to follow a lot of strategy, diplomacy or strategy. Krishna is the best strategist. He is the best strategist. Nalla strategy theriyum, nalla moola irukano strategy enna. You must have a lot of brilliance. Therefore, our Prime Minister is going to apply a lot of strategy. Let us see, wait and see how strategy he is going to bring and how many reforms he is going to bring, how much development, improvement in the society he is bringing, all based on this Niti. That is, the Niti is the means, a policy that which points out victory. Niti is that showing towards victory, inner. Anyone's victory, even ordinary person, anyone's victory is showing by the Niti. You must follow Niti, inner. Diplomacy strategy. Then, Guhyanam Maunam Asmi. Guhyana means among secrets. Gopyanam, Guhyanam. Maunam, silence. I am silence among secrets. What is this? I am silence among secrets. Secret is that which you should not reveal outside. Isn't it? Simple logic. Secret is that which you should not reveal outside. When you should not reveal outside, you have to keep quiet. Isn't it? You have to keep quiet. Then only you can keep the secret as secret. If you open your mouth, that means you are not keeping silence. You are talking means secret is coming out. So the secret is a secret. It can be maintained by silence. This is called relative maunam. Relative silence. Relative silence means not speaking out. Silence means what? Not speaking out. It's called silence. Nishabdam. This is one meaning. Literal meaning. Madhusudana Saraswati writes, here Silence means, Maunam means, Brahma. Nishabdam Brahma Uchyate. Nishabdam means silence is nothing but Brahman. Amatraha. Chaturtham Manyante Amatra. Mandukya Upanishad. So, Amatra means silence. Brahman is the most secret one. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam. Most secret one is Brahman. In spite of teaching 10-15 years, students are managing not to understand. Is it not secret? Therefore, he is Guhyam. Secret. In spite of the Brahman is Amatraha, silence, Maunam. Maunam. How you get this Maunam, Brahma? Amatrava Turiya Atma Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Dwara, you get that. That Amatra Turiya Pada Maunam Brahma, you own up only through Shravanam, listening, Mananam, reflecting, Nididhyasanam, contemplation. These three you can do only thoroughly when you are a sannyasi. Either internal sannyasi or external sannyasi. Unless you are a sannyasi, if you are not having a sannyasi mind means what? Which mind is not thinking about the worldly matters all the time. A mind which is away from the materialistic worldly matters is a sannyasi mind. That mind alone can attain Brahma Jnanam through Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Madhusudana Saraswati says, sannyasa is very important qualification, either antara sannyasa or bahya sannyasa. Most important is antara sannyasa. Bahya sannyasa, external sannyasa is optional. Without antara sannyasa, bahya sannyasa is a burden. Antara sannyasam vina, bahya sannyasam burden. So antara sannyasena, sannyasa means desire for Brahma Jnanam, highest truth, desire for higher knowledge, highest truth, that is Turiya Atma Jnanam. Next one, Aham Jnanavatam Jnanam Asmi. I am the wisdom, Jnanam, opposed to ignorance. Jnanam is opposed to Ajnanam. That Jnanavatam, of those wise people are having wisdom. Jnani is having Jnanam. Jnanam asya asti iti Jnani. Jnanavatam, the one who possesses that wisdom, is called Jnani Jnanavatam. Of those wise people, here Sambandharthe Shashti, not Nirdharane, not among Jnanis. Here Sambandha. That Jnana is having Sambandha with that person. That's why Jnanavatam it is. Sambandha is there. Jnanam and the person is having Sambandha. Therefore, this person is called Jnani. Jnanavatam, I am that Jnanam. What is that Jnanam? There in those wise people, I am that. Therefore, when we worship a Jnani, we are not worshipping the person. We are worshipping the Jnanam that which he or she has got. Our namaskara goes to that wisdom, not to the only physical body person. We have to remember this very, very, very important. In our culture, why we do namaskara to a Mahatma, Sannyasi, renunciate person, wise person? Because I revere that knowledge. I respect that wisdom. Since he is having that wisdom, I respect that person. I respect that person not for a person's sake. I respect that person because of that person's knowledge. That person also who is receiving that namaskara must remember this. The person who is receiving the namaskara's pada puja, and vilindu students ella namaskaram pannum bodhu, aha, but so many namaskarams I am getting, and What a Jnani, he is Jnaniya. This Namaskara is they are doing for my knowledge, not me, the body mind complex. The wisdom. Whose wisdom are the Saraswati? Saraswati Mata, that Namaskara belongs to Saraswati Mata. That Jnanam from whom that my teacher I have received, they are doing Namaskara to that knowledge which I have got, that Shastra Jnanatik Namaskaram Pandra. So content is important, not container. When you have so many dabbas in kitchen room, dabbas are important or content is important? Whether you put in steel dabba or plastic dabba or any other container, it doesn't matter. But you are interested in content, not container. Similarly, a person whom you are doing namaskara is a container, but the namaskara is for content, not the container. So in every Guru Puja, we remember all acharyas means not name by name forms. We remember the parampara, teaching parampara we remember. We respect, we adore. Not that I am worshipping the person here. We never encourage people to worship the person in our culture. Even we touch the feet of that Guru, not touching the feet of that person's knowledge. That is the intention. Your bhavana is very important. If your bhavana is not having high pedestal, whatever you are doing are very, very meager things you are doing without understanding. So you have to understand the greatest wisdom of our jnanis and the parampara you have to remember. Jnanavatam jnanam ahamasmi. So which jnani can claim jnanam is mine? Bhagavan said that jnanam is my vibhuti. So no jnani can claim that jnanam is my jnanam. I am jnani, you know, so that's, you know. Some people will ask, you have that self-knowledge. Now. If I say I have self-knowledge, how do you know whether I have or not? It is internal, no? It is not a perceptual, an object to see. No? So very difficult. Therefore, we must respect the self-knowledge, the Brahma-jnanam, Brahma-vidya, I must respect. To get that Brahma-jnana, I must worship a person who is having Brahma-jnanam. I think, to my knowledge, this person who is having Shastra-jnanam, he must be having Brahma-vidya, Brahma-jnanam. Therefore, I respect that Brahma-vidya in this person. That's why I worship Guru-Brahma, Guru-Vishnu. Guru Devo Maheshwaraha means that Jnanam Manartham. Therefore, remember this Jnanavatam Aham, that Jnanam Asmi. So, if we namaskaram pandanama vendama, we have to do namaskara or not? Not to the person, to the knowledge. If I revere that knowledge, I get knowledge. If I don't revere the person, which person is having that knowledge, I am not worshipping or not showing reverence towards that knowledge. Are you getting the point? If I don't respect that guru or a jnani who is having such a knowledge, I am not showing my reverence to that knowledge. If I am not showing the reverence to that knowledge that which is in that person, that jnanam can I get? Once I am not having reverence, can I get that knowledge? Therefore, if you want to get knowledge, may you show your reverence to the Guru container. Which container Guru has got the content Jnanam, so that you will get that Jnanam tomorrow, day after decades. But very few people have this understanding. Why I am spending 10th chapter this much time, you know? So every word has got so much deep meaning. That is why very few people get self-knowledge. Puriyartha ippo? If I have reverence towards jnanam, I will get jnanam. For that reverence, jnanam is not an object to appear in this, in a concrete form. Jnanam is in that jnani. Therefore, I have to worship a jnani. Very, very nice idea, you have to dwell upon that. Jnanavatam Jnanam Ahamasmi. Next shloka we will read. This is also possible only by Sravana Manana Nididhyasanam. That Jnanam is also possible not by only doing puja, pada puja every day. Since this Jnani is having Jnanam, let me do pada puja, give everything except study. It's not reverence. Real reverence into Jnanam is study, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. 39.
Yachapi Sarva Bhutanam Bijam Tadaham Arjunam Na Tadasti Vinayat Syat Maya Bhutam Characharam.
With this 39th sloka, Lord Krishna concluding the vibhutis. From 19th shloka he has started and he is concluding with this 39th shloka. In between, that is from 21 to 39, all apara prakriti, saguna rupa vibhutayaha. In 19th and 20th shloka, first he started Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhutashaya Sthitaha. He has given in the form of Chaitanyam, I am there in everyone, Bhagavan said. Now he is concluding in the form of Sat, I am there in every being, he is telling. With Chit he has started and Sat he is concluding. In between what? For mediocre people. In between Saguna, glories are all for immature people who are not much refined. That is why so many forms he has given, which are all available in the world. Some more you want, you can add also. Niagara Falls you can add. Some other vibhutis you can add. Now new cell phones are coming. Every day new cell phones are coming with so many plans in that. So many are there. That is also a vibhuti of the Lord only. So many vibhutis you can add. Now, he is concluding, Aham Tat Bijam. How to do Anvaya, you see. Yat Characharam Bhutam Asti, you have to supply. Yat Characharam Bhutam Asti. Whatever is there, Characharam, mobile and immobile. Characharam mobile means not cell phone. Moving and non-moving. Chara means moving. Acharam means non-moving. Characharam, whatever. Charam, acharam is there. Bhoktru bhogya prapancha anartha. Bhogya prapancha is acharam. Bhoktru prapancha is charam. So charam, acharam. Bhogya prapancha is for the sake of bhokta. Bhokta is using the bhogyam. So bhogyam is acharam, bhokta is charam, moving and artham. Live and animate and inanimate. That which are having life and which are not having life. That means nothing left. Okay, 84 lakhs of species, charam. Other than the species, whatever object you are seeing, names and forms are all acharam. What is left out? Nothing left out. Everything I am. And bijam, I am the seed, source. Bijam, I am the fundamental cause. Bijam means cause. I am the fundamental cause of everything, of all beings which are there in this universe, which are moving and non-moving. You can take even trees. They are living beings only. Trees, but non-moving. Trees comes under non-moving acharam. Sarva bhutanam, of all beings, I am the fundamental cause. How to understand this? No? Bijam means here para and apara. Nirgunam maya. Nirgunam brahma plus maya. Consciousness plus matter. That is called bijam. Nirgunam brahma cannot become the bijam. Nirgunam brahma plus maya is called bijam. Bija means source of growth, anartham, sarva bhutanam. Then, yat syat maya vina tat bhutam na asti. Without me, that being cannot exist. That charam or acharam doesn't exist without me. Maya vina tat na asti. It cannot exist without me. That means what? God, who is God, if you ask, who is God. Who is God. That means easiness is God. I am the source of everything. It means I am lending existence to every living being and non-living objects. Charam acharam, I am the lender of existence. Sat. What is the logic here? Cause and effect. The entire universe is effect. Charam acharam jagat is effect. The world is effect. Effect is always depending upon cause. Without cause, effect cannot exist. So effect is always depending upon cause. Cause alone is appearing as effect. Just as the clay and pot. Pot is when you say that easiness is taken from the clay. Clay is that easiness, fundamental cause you have to see. The elements, then you see how they come to atoms, particles, molecules, protons, neutrons, all these. Everything is a combination. For all of them, atom is, particle is, proton is, when you say molecule is, that easiness is continuously coming. Sadeva somya idamagra asit. Sat alone was there in the beginning. That sat existence alone is there in every being. That is why you say clip is, flower is, mic is, bulb is, mic, carpet is, table is, man is, she is, he is. Easiness is inherent. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Arjuna, there is nothing in this world without easiness. That easiness I am. Sadrupena ahamasmi. This is abstract teaching. Okay. Adhanala Bhagavan, first adi, chidrupam, ipo sadrupam. In the middle, lo, people and the slokatiki thungiduva, in the slokatiki thungiduva. If they sleep in that Chidrupa Shloka and Sadrupa Shloka and all other Shlokas, he has heard very nice, very nice, very nice Swamini. In our next birth, all the best. So, Sadrupena Chidrupena Ahamasmi. Bhagavan says, Sacharacharam Yatu Syat Maya Vina Na Asti. Whatever is there, it is there because of me. Without me, it cannot be there. Means, without easiness, without my blessing, I am giving the easiness for every object. So how to appreciate God now? I am not able to see God everywhere, Swamini Anna. Hey, you cannot see God everywhere. Better not to see. If you see God everywhere, how difficult, you see. A mature person only can understand this. This teaching is not for immature people. A mature person, very sensitive mind person, sukshma buddhi, sukshma grahi, such a person only discern this knowledge. I appreciate God in this clip. How? In the form of easiness. I appreciate God in this flower in the form of easiness. Flower ease. I appreciate God in this clock in the form of clock ease, easiness. I appreciate God in her in the form of she is. I appreciate God in the form of easiness in him, he is. So, God is everywhere. Ishavasyam idam sarvam, the statement of Ishavasya Upanishad meaning is this. God is all pervading. Where is God all pervading? You cannot see God with chakradhari, soladhari everywhere. Vishwarupa, you have to appreciate in the form of easiness. That is called easiness. That is why we worship, we respect everything in the creation. River is, I worship the river. Ocean is, I worship the ocean. Tree is, I worship the tree. Snake is, I worship the snake. Because easiness, in the form of easiness, Bhagavan is there. Now tell me, where easiness is not there? Where easiness is not there? Tell me now. You cannot show any single object. Take 1 week time. If you are able to show, bring something without easiness. You take your own time. Without easiness, if you are able to show any single entity in this universe, you cannot. Try if you want. Therefore, nothing is there without me, Bhagavan says. So, everything is my vibhuti. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.